USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Taliban has seized control of Afghanistan for the first time since 2001. They declared an amnesty across the country and encouraged women to join their government. But Afghans remain skeptical that the Taliban really changed its ultra-conservative Islamic views. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan updates reporters about the situation in Afghanistan.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the safe passage of civilians to the airport, and we intend to hold them to that commitment.
The Defense Department is assessing earthquake damage in Haiti. Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the Pentagon is sending 8 helicopters and a joint task force to Haiti to start providing humanitarian efforts. Haiti was slammed by Tropical Storm Grace after suffering a deadly earthquake on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Tuesday's AAA survey finds the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.183 a gallon. That's down 4/10 of a cent from Monday. The least expensive gas in the United States is a little more expensive, and the most expensive is even a little more expensive. The average price in Mississippi is up 1/10 of a cent to $2.73.3, while the statewide average in California up 0.5 cent to $4.05 a gallon. Tennessee National Guard members are being deployed to hospitals amid a COVID surge. The Tennessee Department of Health saying members of the Guard will step in to help fill bed and staffing shortages. The state's health commissioner says there are capacity concerns on both the pediatric side and among adults. After just one preseason game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are cutting former quarterback and tight end Tim Tebow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a former foreign policy advisor is weighing in on President Biden's Afghanistan policy.
During his address to the nation Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, President Biden said that his decision to withdraw troops from the country was the continuation of a Trump-era policy. Former National Security Advisor under President Trump, John Bolton, says that both presidents did have the same idea about bringing troops home from Afghanistan. But Bolton tells Newsmax TV that President Biden has to own the implementation of the withdrawal and the message that it sends to allies around the world.
The decision to leave was a decision shared by Trump and Biden. Both of them have felt for some time they wanted out, and in that sense, they're two sides of the same coin. The execution of the decision, however, rests entirely with Biden, and it has proven to be a catastrophe. And it has an effect not just on what happens in Afghanistan. This calls into question American resolve and American competence around the world. I think Biden internationally has done himself a great deal of harm.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Builder confidence is hitting a 13-month low as home prices soar along with the cost of construction materials. The National Association of Home Builders saying builder sentiment fell 5 points in August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.